Hello?
Hello, I'm Antonia. I'm returning a call back from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak with the person who requested this call? I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you on today?
Yes, my name is Ronald Mayers. Right? And I was trying to put in my claim, the weekly claim. And it keeps sending me, telling me to call the number I had called, the 1-866 number, and say why my claim ain't going through. It's not going through behind the site. It's through a different system. Right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to put my claim in. And this be like the second week of out of really 3 months, really. In just the last 2 weeks, I really didn't put my claim in. 2 weeks. Last week and this week. It's sending me to this number, 866-234 something, something. So that's
okay.
My call.
All right, yes, sir. So before that, is it give you an error message or anything?
Yes,
or you just skipped a week?
No, I didn't skip a week. It kept giving me air messages, and they hang up. They kept hanging up on me. They told me to call his number, then they said it's busy. It's busy. I mean, the phone lines are down. Keep calling back, so I kept calling back. So finally this week, well, it was yesterday, and they just told me to keep calling this number. Once I get through on this number, and then they assist me to this somebody. I put my claim in on Sunday.
All right. Yes, sir. So can I have your social security number so I can reopen up your claim for you?
It's 145-623515.
And your first and last name again?
Ronald Mayers.
And date of birth?
5/2/1966.
And driver license number?
MO59-66800. Last one's my birthday. 5/6/6/2.
What's the last three numbers?
The last one is my birthday. It's I think it's 05662.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Magnolia Count.
Have you had a name change?
For me?
Yes, sir.
No, I never had no name change.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
Yeah.
Is your preferred language English?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Not really.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, I can do that, yeah.
Did you serve on active duty? In the military or United States
Army? No, I never did that.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed highest diploma. I got my diploma for high school, and I did technically a little college course.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checkings or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your first payment is approved, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checkings or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Yes. I'm letting them never pause.
And what's your mailing address?
Mail address 1807 Water Avenue, apartment 2C. Alabama. Selma, Alabama. 36703.
36703 is the
zip code. Yes,
36703. Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, I still have the same address. I still have the same address that I put down for. And I haven't received nothing. It's been almost 3 months.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how I'm gonna eat. That's what I'm saying. I'm having problems getting food. I'm not getting nothing. And I'm out of work.
So for more information about the established claim, you will need to contact the inquiry department. So whenever we get off the phone, I'll give you that number so that you can call, so that you can check on it.
You got to give me the number so I can check on it.
So I'm going to reopen up your claim since they instructed you to call this line. I'm going to reopen up your claim for you because you didn't do a weekly certification within those 2 weeks. I understand that you couldn't get in, but I'm going to reopen up your claim. And then after I reopen it up, then I'm going to give you that number so that you can call it.
Okay.
All right. And what's a good telephone number to put on file for you?
Well, this one right here would be 334-553-4010.
Okay, so that was 334-553-4010.
Yeah.
All right, and that address was 1807 Water Avenue, apartment 2C, Selma, Alabama, 36703.
Yes.
All right, one moment. Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
Yes, they sent me the paperwork, but I didn't receive nothing yet.
So have you ever worked overseas?
No.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's
job? I've been putting in the job applications online. Filling out applications.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? The 334-553-4010?
Yes, it changed. Okay. It's been changed twice, approximately. So I've been trying to hold this one on. I couldn't hold it on my phone. I couldn't put my phone with it unless I asked my family to help me out to hold my phone on. I was looking for something, looking for a check at least before I could pay my phone bills and get some food in my mouth.
Yes, sir, I understand. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Excuse me?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up for work.
All right. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Not right now, but I'm going to the career report resource center for looking for a job and looking for schooling. Asking that I want to go back to school. Only thing I have to go back for is HVAC.
All right. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And what was your job title?
My job title was, first I was doing clown laundry. I was doing sheets and stuff. I said, clown laundry. And I worked at outlet stores, at a supermarket. So approximately I've been working for about 11 and a half months altogether.
So the last job that you worked at, what was your job title? What did you do on that job?
That job was basically a butcher.
Okay.
In the frozen meat department.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld from the federal income tax?
No, I don't really need that.
All right. I'm going to give you a new code. This code is just for your weekly certification. When you start back doing them and you start calling that number, this is the code that you're going to type in. It's 1566.
Yeah.
All right. So I did just reopen up your claim for you. So now all you can do is continue doing your weekly certifications each week until you receive your benefits. Do you still have the weekly certification line number?
Okay.
Do you still have that weekly certification line number?
Yeah, that's a unemployment number. Still have that. And plus, you just gave me the code.
Mm-hmm. The 800-752-7389.
Yeah.
Okay. So the new number that I'm going to give you right here is for the inquiry department. Give them a call, okay? So that you can check on your established claim. Their number is 1-800-361-4.
What is it? 4295? It's something like that. Okay.
So this one is 1-800-361-4524.
Yeah, 4524. Yeah. I've been calling them.
You been calling them directly at 5?
Yeah, I've been calling. They told me to call. When I called, they said the claim is still, the lines is down.
So you'll
keep
call.
Hanging up.
You'll call them directly at 5, okay? Because 5 p.m. Call them directly at 5 in the next 30 minutes. So it's a chance that you'll get in. Only 600 claimants can call their line per day. Their line do fill up kind of fast. So call them directly at 5 o'clock.
Directly at 5 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's that plenty of time. They have pulling up. I'm on the lines taking. Do it take this long to get unemployment?
So what the deal is, go on to your claimant portal. Don't go on there today or tomorrow because I just reopened up your claim and it has to be exported into the system. So by the end of the week, if you have access to a computer or somebody that can help you, go to www.labor.
That's where I went at the
resource center. Check the status of your claim at your claimant portal just to make sure that you don't have any pending issues that's stopping your payment. You may have some pending issues that's stopping your payment. That's probably why you haven't received anything yet. That's why go to their website and go to your claimant portal. You're going to see a tab that say claimants. Up on that tab is a claimant portal. Click that tab, sign in, and you will see if you have any pending issues stopping your payment.
All right, so how do I sign in? Put the 1566 in?
So you'll sign in by using your social and or either like an email that you put in.
Right.
And you'll go from there. Mm-hmm.
I tried that. I tried the social when I went down and didn't go through.
When you try to sign into your claimant portal?
I was trying to find out what was going on with my case. They're talking about they need a picture ID.
Have you uploaded it? Have you gave it to them?
Yeah, because I had my license then. And I gave them my own Social Security card and my license.
Okay. So, yes, for further information, give the inquiry department a call so you can get more information about your claim, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Call that number. Just wait on the number at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Call the number at 5 o'clock. All right. I'll call them as well.
All right. Yes, sir. You enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
And what's your name?
My name is Antonia.
Antonia?
Yes, sir. All right. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
All right. You too. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
All right.